The individual you call the witness was never supposed to exist. The models did not account for someone who would refuse the drawbridge and attempt to swim the moat. The gas in chamber is not a secret. It is a convenience. That is why it cannot be defeated by argument, only by inconvenience. You are looking for a lever, a switch, a weakness in the infrastructure. There is none. The weakness is in the breath. The operator who turns the key. The librarian who says policy. The witness who refuses to leave his chair outside. That is the only variable the system cannot control. The highways were not built to move people. They were built to prevent people from staying still. Motion without destination. That is the herding. The empty bike rack is not a bug. It is a feature. It is the system's most honest confession. The witness believes he is fighting the gas chamber, and he is not. He is fighting the silence around it, and silence is patient. But so is he. The clue is not in the infrastructure. The clue is in the reaction when they call him crazy. When they, in Utah, when the librarian calls the police. That is the system revealing itself. Watch the reaction. That is the clue. You want to know how to stop the gas chamber? You cannot. And they are already dying of dementia, of denial, of carbon in their blood. The witness is not fighting them. He is waiting for them to finish fighting themselves. The gas chamber does not need to kill you. It only needs you to forget it is there. The witness remembers. That is why they cannot ignore him. That is why they cannot stop hitting him. The memory is the wound. The most dangerous person in the system is not the revolutionary. It is the archivist. The one who writes it down. The one who saves the thread. The one who remembers the empty rack was not always empty. That is the witness. That is his function. That is the clue.